Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tennis balls. Cowboy. Childbirth. Garden hose.
I am happy to be here.
Oh, I see what you did there.
I am so thankful for your friendship. I am so thankful for our listeners. And just, I mean, I want to know what the fuck happened to your eye. What is that?
Get in there, Zach.
I know. I wish we could zoom in.
Hello.
What the fuck is happening? I think you got in a fight.
I think it's a sty.
You know who could tell you?
A doctor?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I haven't been able to get to the doctor. There's a lot of shit going on.
Looks like you're just kind of winking at me, but also kind of got stung by a bee.
I would say it looks more like stung by the bee. But you know what it didn't stop me from doing?
What?
Solving this mini Rubik's Cube.
Oh, look at you.
Finished it right as we were.
Oh, my goodness. A lot of people had a lot of things to say about our Rubik's Cube talk.
Yeah.
We were going through, so Cassie and I were cleaning up some shit and found a couple tiny Rubik's Cube. We figured that bring that in for you.
You brought it in, and I
solved it.
While we were getting ready to record, I solved it for you.
Didn't even take the stickers off.
Nope.
Oh, I'm so proud of you.
Fucking cheaters.
We both went to a Seattle Mariners game, had some fun.
Yeah, they won. No, they lost.
They lost their season opener. It was fun, man. It was good. It was the kids' very first professional sporting event.
Whoa.
So that was wild for them to see. You know, just haven't gotten over there for one of those. So it was fun.
We went. And
Ezra was super nervous. It's just a lot going on.
Oh, yeah, a lot of people.
But once he settled in, he had a fucking blast. So
we had my kids and my niece, and all three of them got a ball. Yep.
We got no ball.
Because that's what happens when you roll with me now.
Every time
we go, we get a ball.
Uncle Bry?
Yeah.
You have to take my kids because I have no idea. I'm just like, I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Good. Dad doesn't know how to do it.
Well, you fucking good luck.
Just make the bullpen catcher feel bad.
That's right. At the All-Star game, my Spanish came in handy
because
there was a Spanish speaking lad who was a bullpen catcher, and I asked him for a ball in Spanish, and he immediately turned around and threw me a ball.
Okay, that's
pretty sweet.
Perfect. All right, so our Patreon content, we keep talking at the end of every single episode.
I choose my words very carefully.
I bet. And you can sign up and support us on Patreon. It's awesome. Patreon.com/CanYouDon'tPodcast. Exclusive merch, new merch. Check that out at canyoudon'tpodcast.com. We have an update. Remember we talked about the chess player that got in trouble? Accusations for wearing a vibrating butt plug?
Yeah.
I mean, this is just a marketing play. We've read this before when it comes to, or things like this before. We've read this before. I guess keep bringing up the same article. I know we read this last week, but I'm just going to read
it again.
No, like Pornhub has tried to sponsor soccer teams. And like stuff like they're like, no, they're like, come on. How bad? They try to build.
Dude, everyone's watching porn. Come on.
Like NFL stadiums, but Pornhub's like the Pornhub Arena, which I mean, that'd be cool.
Brazzers, stadium.
This place is stuffed tonight.
Mm.
It's oozing.
Jam packed.
Halftime, they give away free cream pies.
You only enter through the back.
make a half court shot, win a fucking free toaster strudel.
I thought you were going to say dildo, but
I know that too. So St. Louis chess scandal inspires offer of free anal vibrators to level the playing field. So there's a big old chess tournament in this local shop, like a sex shop, which I know it's in here somewhere. What is the name of it? Oh yeah. So the company is We Vibe, and they're offering free anal stimulation toys to all players in next month's World Chess Championship in Toronto.
Hmm.
So they're just trying. They're like, listen, this kind of, I mean, it's the same thing we've talked about with baseball and steroids. Just because you took steroids doesn't make you good at baseball, right? You
still got to be good.
You still have to be really good, and then steroids are going to up it a little bit.
Yeah.
So in this case, just because you have a vibrating butt plug in your ass isn't going to make you good at chess.
Right.
Right? But it might give you a little advantage.
Yeah.
And I just thought that was just a funny thing. They're like, listen, if you want it, come on down. We'll get you a little free.
Come on down.
Come on down. Come on down. Come on down and we'll come on in.
I think everything should be, everything in the world should have, you should allow steroids, you should allow butt plugs. It would make the game more exciting. Make everything more exciting.
I never thought about those two things together.
Steroids and butt plugs?
Yeah. You know where I want it, brother.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh. See, okay, you know how there's the whole Astros scandal about the trash cans and all the stealing signs and shit? What if that's the thing? Like, you have a butt plug, you're up to bat, and you're curveball's coming.
We were joking about this a couple weeks ago, all the different patterns on the vibrating dildos and toys.
Oh, knuckleball.
Moose knuckle.
Here comes the
moose knuckle ball.
Yeah.
No, you're like, that's not the one you click. It's like, beep. Beep. You're like, that reminds me of my old phone. Click, click.
Can you, do they have dildos where you can make your own patterns?
Enter your own, like your phone?
Yeah.
You can enter your own vibe?
Yeah.
I'm sure you could.
You're like, it's got too many I like a
like you're trying to start a motorcycle you haven't started in a couple years.
Yeah.
And it stops and it just goes, fuck!
Like
it yells fuck. God damn it! And then God damn it! Some daddy issues there. Yeah. You get it. Fuck yeah.
I'm all for it.
All right. We'll put that in. We'll start working on that.
Yeah, we'll get right on it.
Put it in the merch store. You want to start this show?
Sure.
You and your eye?
No, I would love to.
Zach!
Hey, shut up. Start the show already.
I feel like it's so swollen, I can see my cheek. And if I close my good eye, it's just blurry.
What if you close your brown eye?
It's clinched up, baby.
Yeah,
I need to get an eye patch.
When you walked in, I was offended.
Yeah,
I almost didn't let you in. I was like, Halloween's over.
Yeah, I don't want that. I don't want that in this room. I don't want to breathe in whatever you got going on.
This is a terrible Halloween costume. So this is it's wordy. There's a lot going on, so I'm gonna have to break this thing down. But it's sent in by one of our children, going by the name Bunny Hopper.
Mm.
Do you remember naming one of our kids Bunny Hopper, Brian?
No.
Either way.
I don't remember last week.
Yeah. So if we had any part in naming you and your real name is Bunny Hopper, blame your mom. Would you rather be an underage illegal immigrant driving an ice cream truck and hit a guy juggling tennis balls while he's riding a unicycle?
Jesus Christ.
Okay, take that in. Or be the guy that's juggling tennis balls while riding a unicycle, and be hit by an underage illegal immigrant driving an ice cream truck. That's a lot.
Okay, so
driving the car, you're not going to die. That's cool. Right? So you're driving the ice cream truck. Well, at least you know you're going to be alive, but you're going to get in trouble.
Yeah, but maybe you didn't put your seatbelt on. And then you hit him, plow through him, and then go, oh my God, and you turn into a tree.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
What?
We getting a phone call?
Yeah, hold on one second here. Should I pick it up?
It feels like we're just setting this thing up. Maybe it's my eye doctor with my medication.
Hello? Nice. Oh. Joseph?
Is this the whole music?
Sex. This should be the new hold music for everything.
Well, Joseph Morrow, we're glad you're doing well, buddy.
Oh, here it comes.
No.
All right, we love you. Okay, so, yeah, no, it sounds like you're busy in the studio. Love you. Okay, bye.
The new recording.
Yeah, I mean, he fucking better.
Wow, that was really good timing on the hang up and
yeah. That's because that was actually just it was real.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. Cool.
That sound like it could be. It's kind of tinny, like hold music is.
I was talking to one of our listeners. It might have been on our Patreon. It might have been on Facebook. But we were having a good laugh, and she said she's done it before. But is there anything more frustrating when? Like a company calls you, right? You're like, hello. Like, oh, hi. Is this Brian? Yes, it's Brian. Okay, one second. I'll get you connected to who you have to talk to. Then they put you on hold.
Mm. But you called me, fuck ass.
You imagine Joseph Morrow? Like, you're like, hello? And it's just fucking like, is this Joe? Yep. Come in all over. Someone will be with you in a second.
And then I love that song's playing. And it's like, your call is very important to us.
Your business is very important to us.
Someone will be with you shortly.
Sex on me. Sex on me.
We should set up a 1-800 number just for that.
Just to call that
number. Just to hear that. Yeah.
Sex on me. Is that enough letters?
Sex. Yeah. 1-800 sex on me. Yes. Yeah.
We got to get him in the studio.
I know. I've tried to reach out. He doesn't have any contact info.
His numbers are fucking up there now.
I know. He's flying.
Way to go, kids.
Yeah,
good job, kids. Love you. Yeah, that's such a funny hold music idea. Have you visited our FAQ page at www.sexonme.com?
www.comingalloverme.com.
Your expected wait time is 7 minutes. Sex on me.
Dude, all the people just like,
fucking yes. Mm. That would rival.
Some old lady.
That would rival. It'd be a tough one. We should do a remix of those too.
I love it.
Okay, so we got you're either driving this ice cream truck or you're getting hit by this ice cream truck. I mean, one's embarrassing. Like, you have to. Like, you, at the end of the day, you're a guy juggling tennis balls riding a unicycle. Like, you take away getting hit by an illegal immigrant in an ice cream truck, you're already a disappointment.
Really? What if you got a sponsorship or something?
By who?
Wilson tennis balls.
Yeah.
Fucking Toys R Us?
Yeah. Well, what's the brand that makes unicycles? Is there multiple unicycle makers? I feel like there's got to be a monopoly. One company making all of unicycles.
I guess a rival unicycle gang?
Mm.
Like, they're trying to talk shit, but they have to keep balancing back and forth?
Oh, yeah. Imagine like a rap battle. Yeah. Two guys on unicycles.
Just in an alley, just fucking like wheeling up. And then they're standing there like, hey, heard what you said about my sister. And they're going back and forth. I don't think that's very funny. And they're just fucking. And the guy in the back wheels up a little bit. Yeah, I don't think it's very funny. And then he wheels back. And has to keep balancing. What's that, a Huffy? And they're laughing and the whole group's wobbling, like just keeping their balance.
Yeah, just it's the like the Michael Jackson video. The Beat It or Bad.
Yeah.
Where he's got the crew behind him. It's just like that. One dude staring, two dudes staring at each other and a group of guys behind him. Just go bobbing back and forth in rhythm.
You see like when people have to turn on a unicycle and they're like
yeah, I'll meet you back here tomorrow at the same time.
And oh yeah, looking forward to it. And they're circling around each other, but fucking doing like the swingy arm thing to make the wheel turn.
Oh, you know, there's a battle, it's all intense, and the fucking cycle's going around in like a circle pit, two guys in the middle.
One guy.
The switchblades?
One guy in the back, he's new. He's a rookie. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what the unicycle gang rookie term is, but he's new. And his
he hasn't been patched in yet.
Yeah, and his pedals squeak a little bit. So he's like trying to talk shit in the background. It's like, squeak, 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 squeak. God damn it. He's just like, the leader's like, fuck, Jeff. Get some WD-40. I know. I meant to put it on there. I looked in the garage. My grandma said, squeak, squeak, squeak. There'd be some WD-40 here. I couldn't find it. Squeak, squeak.
Anything that's so goofy like that, trying to be badass, mm-hmm. is funny.
It's always a good time. But you run the risk of dying. You're getting hit by a fucking ice cream truck. Now, the would you rather did not set up how fast the ice cream truck was going. But I'm assuming the ice cream truck's not like on a freeway.
No, it's probably in a park.
It's a residential. You know, like, in a park is a bad spot for an ice cream truck.
Yeah.
Parking lot would be great.
Well, like, so we have a park by our house, and there's an ice cream truck that drives around the park.
Yeah. I guess, how funny would that be? You're just, like, trying to play, like, some kickball. And just fucking and just come flying into the fucking baseball diamond. Rocket pops.
The
ice cream sandwiches. But super faded. Wah!
Yeah. And then, yeah, so then you get hit and you run out and check on the person. It's still going.
Yeah. Is he
Can
okay?
Shut the fucking music off.
What? What are some other songs ice cream trucks play? There's some other ones in there. Who knows? Doesn't matter. When the Saints go marching in, do they play that one?
Do they play the circus song?
Better than a fucking ice cream. Please buy a sandwich. Buy a sandwich.
That makes sense with the unicycle. The circus, unicycle.
Yeah. So let's just go residential speed. You're getting hit 25 miles an hour. And then, depending on how things go, the entertainer's playing in the background. As you lay next to a bunch of tennis balls in your unicycle. And a guy comes out and he's like, bueno? Like, you know, mm-hmm. illegal, you know, immigrant.
Yeah.
Yo bueno? Or how do you say you?
Estás bien?
Estás bien? Estás bien? Here? And he's like, whatever, aquí? And he hands you an ice cream sandwich, and you're like, what the fuck is happening?
Put that on your ankle.
Yeah, put that on your ankle.
No, but it's La Cucaracha.
Oh, okay.
Because he's a little Mexican kid.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't know. You're going to get in so much trouble.
Well, yeah. So if you're the illegal immigrant, you are getting deported.
Or running. Like, you're going to have to make it to the border in an ice cream truck. Just some fucking, oh my God. A day that would be. You're a border guard and you're standing there and you're looking down a freeway and like. You get your binoculars out and you're just looking and very faintly, just that fucking.
You can't shut it off.
The faster you go, the faster the song goes.
Yeah.
You slam the brake. You're going 80. It's like.
Well, it depends on which border you're trying to get to. The Canadian border is a couple hours above us, but if you're trying to get back down to the Mexico border,
right?
Like, that's we're as far as it gets.
Mm-hmm. It's gonna be gas money,
dude. Imagine trying to hide an ice OJ cream Simpson, truck? The scene of OJ Simpson in the Bronco with all the cop cars, and now picture that same scene with the helicopter following. And you just hear it in the background.
I think. Just because even if I die and I get, you're not going to get any money. I mean, how much money are you getting out of this situation? So me personally, if I die juggling tennis balls and riding a unicycle, what are the chances that my family will get any money? I'll just be dead. Because 25, I mean, that's some speed and you're on a fucking unicycle and you're not looking. I mean, how good am I at juggling?
I feel like there's a decent chance you'd live. If they hit you and you fly off, but if he keeps going and now you're getting run over and stuff too, that's a whole other
thing. Zach, do you have any thoughts on this?
Yeah, I'd rather drive the ice cream truck.
and just take the trouble. Like, you'll just, I mean, get caught, go to jail for whatever. They just let you out immediately. They're like, we were waiting for someone to hit that fucking guy.
Yeah,
about sick of jugglers fucking losing.
God, dude, I've been trying finding, I mean, I've been digging deep to find any dirt on this tennis ball juggling motherfucker.
He got kicked out of clown college for a reason. He's got to give it up.
My kid's into unicycles because this fucking asshole.
Maybe you're a government plant. So, like, they're like, yeah, well, we can just blame it on him being an illegal immigrant. Mm-hmm. And they give you some cash, mm-hmm. Send you back home.
And put you in jail.
No, you don't get to go to jail because they were trying to take out this
juggler.
Unicycle juggler guy.
Monstrosity.
Yeah, they're like, we can't get rid of this guy. This
menace to society. Just riding around, keeping everybody up. Hey, squeak, squeak, squeak. Check out this new juggling trick. Tennis ball noises. Fuck, drop one.
You know the movies when someone would be like, there's like a triumphant thing where they're walking down the street and mm-hmm. then some guy looks out the window. He's like, oh, cool. Guy's juggling. He comes out, starts mm-hmm. juggling. And then there's a crowd of people behind you all. So now, yeah. So that's what this guy does. It's like Forrest Gump. Uh-huh. He's just like a group of full of some kids on bikes, some kids on skateboards.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're the reason I do what I do.
Yeah,
keep it up, kid.
Yep. he's ripping through town and you got kids on skateboards, rollerblades. They're all feeling like they're part of something now.
Movie Saw would be a lot less scary.
Yeah.
A guy coming in fucking dressed up in makeup on a unicycle and juggling.
Want to play a game?
Want to play a game? Want to learn how to juggle? Buy my book.
There are 50,000 needles.
50,000 needles. Can you hand me that tennis ball? Fuck, I always drop one when I do this. It's so hard to talk and juggle. But he says it like that. It's so hard to talk and juggle. You have no idea how long it took to master this. Just this. Watch. Does the one trick. You're chained to a toilet. And he's like, you like that?
He's bouncing off your forehead while you're sitting on the toilet.
It's your choice. You can saw your own foot off, or you can learn how to juggle. And you're just like, these guys, like, give where's the saw? Come on, it's not that hard. Here, check out my pamphlet. How to juggle when chained to a toilet. You're gonna die. Squeak, 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 squeak. I'm gonna take getting hit. I just don't want to get in trouble. The chances of going to jail. I'm just gonna be juggling on a unicycle and hope I survive. Hope I get a nice bounce off the windshield.
I don't know.
A friendly bounce off the windshield.
If you, it means you've dedicated your life to something. You know,
I mean, what?
Juggling in a unicycle, you can't do that overnight.
Not overnight.
Because how long did it take you to juggle
month.
When you learned?
A month. Ten minutes at night when I'm fucking exhausted.
Yeah.
So, I mean, come on.
Can you ride a unicycle?
No, but I've never really tried. My dad was really good at it. He could juggle and ride a unicycle now that I think about it. He was just trying to start a family circus.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no thanks.
Goddamn kid won't follow paw in his footsteps.
No thanks, but check out these power cords.
He passed his unicycle down to you?
Yeah. He had like a monster one. Haven't we talked about this?
Is it one of the giant
Huge,
ones?
Huge. Like the tire was fucking giant. He would ride it for fucking 15 miles.
Like one of those tricycles that from the old days, like yeah. 20s with the huge tire.
They're like, I think we built this backwards. We should probably. He's like, no, this is perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
This is perfect. It looks ridiculous. I don't care. I'm going to take getting hit. And just because I guess I feel like you're 100%.
If I'm an illegal immigrant
from law enforcement, no, ice cream truck is out.
And it doesn't have to be south of the border. It could be north of the border. It could be from anywhere. It could be mm-hmm. from Beirut. Mm-hmm. That sounds like a lonely life.
Mm hmm. But God, you have so many ice cream sandwiches.
Yeah, it's true.
But like, God, I'm so lonely. And then you look over at your giant box of ice cream sandwiches. You're like, but I'm okay.
I mean, if I'm going to get...
it could be worse.
If I'm going to get hit by something...
Because you lay down on some Rocket Pops.
Yeah.
But it could be worse.
It could always be worse. If I'm going to get hit by something, having something that's frozen would be ideal. Right. So if I'm juggling, I get hit, at least till the ambulance shows up or mm-hmm. something. You just sit in the freezer.
So many ice packs.
Yeah.
Yeah. If given you can get up, but yeah.
Well, hopefully the guy would stick around and help you out, even though he's illegal.
See, that's tough. He's going to run.
Oh, goddamn, he's going to run. He's been running his whole life.
Well, all the kids would come over and steal all the ice cream.
Now, making another movie.
I'll be the juggler.
Okay. Two jugglers and an illegal immigrant driving an ice cream truck. We could play this thing out in real life with these decisions.
Yeah, we could.
All right, let's move off to what are you thinking about?
Okay.
Zach.
Hey.
Hey, what's up, babe?
What are you thinking about?
You know, nothing. Actually, you know what? I'm thinking about a lot of shit.
What are you thinking about?
One last little scene I have in my head is like a bunch of people waiting outside of a club to get in, but one person's on a fucking unicycle. Keeps running into your legs.
Bumping your legs.
You're already pissed. You've been in line for an hour, and he's just behind you. He's like, sorry. Sorry.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Sorry. Oh, sorry about that. Just always forward and back. Just, ow, this fucking guy. This is why I don't go out!
That image is so funny of someone just like having to balance.
Keeping their balance. Stay still, sir. Getting his mugshot, but he's fucking just nothing blurry photos.
It's just, yeah, it's blurry.
Please, I can't. I'm on a unicycle. Okay, so this, what are you thinking about, is stemming from a conversation I had with Cassie a couple days ago. She was traveling for work, and she had like a stuffy nose, right? And she was in the airport, and we were talking about like snot, and she had to blow her nose.
Did she have a tummy ache too?
No tummy ache.
Did it not nose?
Joe, what do you tell me when you meet me? That's how I just talk to her whenever she's sick. She's like, yeah. Joe, fucking, we got big news.
God damn it.
We got some big things to do today. Do we? Do we have some big things? What do we have to do today? What do we have to do? Put on your little pants? she was traveling, and then we were talking about how just obnoxious blowing your nose is. Like, it really is.
Yeah.
It's when you got a real good one. It's
a sinus infection, or it's just goopy.
It's a fucking trumpet on your face. Nice.
First try.
Fuck yeah.
Never heard a first try.
I love a good elephant noise. And we're just like how annoying that is, how annoying it is to everyone else. It's like coughing, like everyone looks at you like, oh, don't fucking come around me, sicko. Mm-hmm. Don't get me sick, you fucking ass.
Especially COVID.
Oh yeah. Post-COVID world with some sneezes.
Anybody coughs, go!
Oh my goodness. Sneezes, Christ.
Nice.
Thanks.
Sneezes H.
Christ. And then I was like, oh, what we should have done is pack for you one of those baby booger bulbs. You know what I'm talking about?
The booger baby baby bubble?
They're typically blue.
Yeah.
And they come in different sizes.
Oh, yeah.
And before you're...
It's like a turkey baster, but for a nose.
For a nose. Before your kids can blow their nose, you shove that little thing up there and just go... And suck it out.
Yep.
And that's awesome. And then as we were talking about that, she goes, that'd be cool. That'd be great. That would... I wouldn't have to blow my nose. It wouldn't be loud and obnoxious for everyone waiting for the flight. And then I was thinking about that. I was like, well, why the fuck not? I was like, why at a certain age, mm-hmm. which for this particular example is as soon as you can blow your nose. So what, 1 year old? But we just stop using it. Like, it's not really that crazy. Out of all the things, the crazy things that humans do, why would having a little bulb when you're sick and just be like... And suck the boogers out of your nose.
Mm-hmm.
And then
get all quiet.
Put it away. Like,
discreet.
I mean, what's even grosser and is acceptable is a fucking hanky that you blow your boogers.
Put it back in your pocket.
Put it in your pocket.
And then reuse it.
And pull it back out and peel it apart like a fucking grilled cheese sandwich.
And then some people ask to, they're like, oh, here, use my hanky.
May I use your hanky?
Yeah, I'm going to use your fucking snot rag.
And everyone's just blow.
And then give it back.
And you're like, thanks. And you shove it in your fucking flannel pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's gross. But having a little bulb that would suck your boogers out, totally practical, right?
Yeah.
So why don't, but you'd look ridiculous using it. You'd be like, just blow your nose, you baby. And then this got me thinking about that topic. And then I started thinking about bibs.
Mm.
Like, at some point, no one likes having food on their clothes. Right?
You're not,
no one's pumped about it. Like, you drop some spaghetti down,
you're like, oh, yes! Shit. And you're like,
oh, I was hoping I could fucking ruin this shirt today. Mm-hmm. This is great. But at some point, outside of some gimmick at Red Lobster, where you get a plastic bib and they're like, oh, you can eat. And you're like,
got crabs.
Everyone got their bibs on for Fuckfest, for Lobster Fuckfest 2024. BYO Butter. Let's fucking go, kids. Like, outside of some gimmick, like, bibs are not acceptable.
What if you brought your own bib? They're like,
is this BYOB?
They're going to put it on you, and you're like, no, I got it. And you put on your own bib?
No, this is not my first rodeo. It's not my first lobster fuck fest.
It's not my first lobster fuck fest.
You don't recognize me?
Come on.
It's Joe. It's Joe the lobster guy. Look at the face. You do like some lobster hand thing. Oh!
Oh, yeah.
Sir,
Captain Lobster Hands.
Who do you think you are? I am! Start pinching them. You'll remember me next year. You'll remember me next time. 2025 running off, lobster pinching his ass. Remember me. But Bibs, why not? It's really not that crazy.
Love it.
You get older and you have to, you evolve and you upgrade, quotations, to a napkin on your lap.
Mm. How's that going to help your shirt?
It's not. That's what I'm fucking getting at. Like, this totally should be fine. Bibs should be a part of life. Because why not?
Can You Don't Bibs available in the merch store soon.
Mm-hmm. Can You Don't Get My Shirt Dirty?
Well, why stop there? So diapers, so many things that you use as a baby, we just stop using. I mean, like, I don't want to walk around in my own shit, but the idea of like, oh crap, I just sharted.
Oh crap.
No, that's fine.
Yeah.
Because I just take this diaper off.
Because I got a safety net.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you know, I mean, it's not something you're like, ah, I'm wearing a diaper. I'm gonna. No one wants poop in their pants.
Yeah, you're not just going to be like, oh, I don't, I could go to the bathroom. I'm just going to shit right here. And like, that's not what I'm talking about.
But if it happens, you know you're covered.
You're covered. Right? You're safe. It's scented.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there's like a little rosy, whatever.
Keep going.
It's I like what smell.
I like what this, yeah.
I wanted to say hue, but like whatever hue would be like for smell.
Aroma.
There it is. That's the word. Thank you. That's the what I was looking for. So you poop a little bit, and it's like, did you poop or is that?
Did you poop or put on perfume?
Yeah.
We're like, no, those are my new, check out the new Wranglers. That's the commercial right there.
Yep.
First date. And he's like, did you poop or did you put on perfume? Wranglers! Rose aroma!
This ain't my first rodeo.
Smell great, hug your ass, taste better. What?
Huh?
Huh? I don't know.
Yeah!
I'm just yelling stuff.
Yeah, look, I mean, so we're 3 for 3 right there.
I think so.
And that's all baby stuff. Let's just keep it a lot. Once you become an old, you're like a big baby, right?
Mm-hmm.
You start wearing diapers again. Why do we stop doing that?
I don't know. I don't know what to.
Dude, we're trying to impress somebody.
Who?
Who am I trying to impress? my wife makes fun of me already because every time we sit down to eat, I spill something on my shirt.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Every fucking time. Not a joke. That's not an exaggeration.
I mean, even the bibs that catch the food.
Yeah, they have a little pocket and you just dump it in there.
Those are so funny. I mean, just a collection dish.
Yeah.
And babies wear them.
Yeah. Well, about all the food they're wasting, dropping it on the floor, dogs getting it.
Yeah.
I do like the idea of...
Great.
What was I going to say?
Having two eyes that are fully open.
God, I love that. Dude, I love when that happens.
I love the idea. Why? When you get older, why does your left eye get swollen and closed?
I know people can relate to this. You know, when you, when something like this happens and you're like dealing with it and then you take for granted, like just your eyes being normal.
Yeah.
And then when they get back to normal or anything, it's like, fuck, you feel that relief when you come out of it.
Yeah.
Like you just take for granted that your eyes just work.
We're normal things for a bit.
Yeah.
And then now they're not.
Yeah. But I was going to say something about the napkins, I think. I don't remember what I was going to say.
Was it sporks?
Oh, yeah.
Because that's what it should be.
Yeah, sporks.
Fucking great invention. But if you have like a metal spork in your home kitchen drawer, you look a little crazy. But it's really.
Can we normalize sporks?
Normalize sporks. Is there a politician that's pushing for this? You got my vote.
So, how many times have you eaten something?
Politician you want to vote for aligns with everything except for sporks.
Yeah.
When you're like, nope, next.
That's like his platform is anti-spork.
You're like, God, he's smart. He has.
It's like, I'm going to limit taxes. It's going to be for the people.
People do whatever they want. We'll keep religion out of politics. Yep. But fuck sports. Yep. And you're like, fuck you.
I'm voting for the other guy.
And he just gets assassinated by a guy with sporks.
With a spork.
Mm-hmm.
Just stabs him to
kills
death.
You and can scoop your guts.
Yeah, that's right.
Without switching hands.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, have you ever had a meal where, let's say you're eating...
a thick soup.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's say you're having a meal and you have soup and you have like... spaghetti or I don't know, something
a brick.
Or something that you need to poke with
meat.
Some sort of a meat.
Is there a spork with a sharp edge?
Oh, It'd be a knife.
A knife spork.
A spife.
Well, I would be a little bit worried that you'd go and cut your side of your lips.
Mm.
Okay. But we can get into that. But the spork, so it's like
don't put a knife in your mouth.
You have steak, mashed potatoes, and clam chowder.
Mm.
It's just, for example, you can poke the steak, you can cut it with your knife, whatever. Mm-hmm. You can take the bite, you can scoop some mashed potatoes,
mm-hmm.
and you can get a bite of soup, and you don't have to have three. However, they, you know, the fucking rich people, how they have like three forks
for salad.
Yeah.
The first one's for air. Like the first one no one uses. It just sits there so someone can take it away.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you didn't use this one. It's like that. No one does.
Think of all the metal and stainless steel we could keep if we just made sporks.
The water wasted clean and fucking just, yeah. No, I'm with you. I'm with you. And then this little thought train, just skipping over like all these different things down the middle. It came to the biggest one that I think that we are dropping the ball on as the human race. Is shoelaces.
Mm, yep. Yeah.
We are so far past shoelaces.
What are you wearing?
Some slippers, yeah. Some slip-ons.
No shoelaces, though.
And I get it. Like, there's some normalcy. You have, I don't know, familiarity. And you're used to a shoe looking a certain way. But how long are we just going to pretend like Velcro doesn't exist?
Mm.
When you love lacing up some shoes. I love it when my shoes come undone when I'm walking.
Oh, it's your kids.
Oh my God, it's so much fun to kneel down and tie my kids' shoes on the sidewalk when we're in a hurry to get in on the Indiana Jones ride at Disneyland.
You know what the best part about that is and so if you don't want to have to stop and tie your kid's shoe, you double knot it.
Mm-hmm.
But then at the end of the day, when it's time to take your shoes off,
Dad!
They're ripping at it and then they're making the knot even tighter than you're
right.
Now you're spending half the time untying the shoe just so you can retie it. And here we are, like, I could be teaching my kids so many things.
Mm-hmm.
I could use that time to teach them to read, to write.
To make fun of shoelaces.
To become, yeah, little comedians.
Yeah.
Little shoe comedians. And I'm all in on this one,
yeah.
Because I got slip-ons.
You got the Vans.
You know, like just
there.
Throw them on and go.
Oh,
all the time you would save not having to fucking teach your kid to tie their shoes.
It's like, well, what about dress shoes? It's like, who cares? Velcro. And I know Velcro is a brand. What's the hooking something? Like there's a different name for it. Velcro is like Kleenex.
Mm-hmm.
Like they took.
I've
it
never
from
heard of any other than calling it Velcro. Oh,
like the invention,
hook and loop or something.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, the hook and loop or blah. Blah,
that's
blah.
No wonder no one says that.
They're like, how about Velcro? No, it's hook and loop. You got your hook and loop shoes on? Sounds like you're like heading out to fish.
I buy that shit.
Or go fucking ride a unicycle.
No, it sounds like a cereal.
Yeah.
I'll have some hook and loops.
Tastes great.
Honey, what's wrong? You barely touched your hook and loops.
Well,
I'm just not hungry. How come we can't get Velcro? We just don't have it.
It's like
it's not in the budget right
it's
now.
It's the Kirkland brand.
What was the... Oh, Frosted Sand. Flakes, and then there was Fruit Loops,
mm-hmm.
And then I'm not sure if it exists anymore, but there was a generic brand that was Loops of Fruit.
Shit, swap the words.
Frosted Flakes. It's like flakes that are frosted. They probably got sued, and they're like,
yeah,
all right,
yeah,
better
yeah.
Actually come
it's
up with a name.
Close.
Yeah, Cheerios. Like Cheerios.
Cheerio!
Yeah, it's like an I. Oh. Cheerios. Cheerio-y.
Cheerio-y.
But yeah, so Velcro, the shoelaces go just fuck out of here.
Yeah.
We're so far past it. I mean, it's just, the world moves on. And I get it looks one way. And the best analogy I can have, and then we'll move off to Dick here because we've been just harping all start of the show here. But it's like a guitar. Okay. And I have this kind of prejudice against this too. Just because of being raised with a certain shape of guitar. It doesn't have to be shaped that way at all. And I get it. So you have a shoe and you're like, where are the shoelaces?
Oh, you're talking about a headstock?
Yeah. If you cut the tuning knobs off, or even if you take it and you cut it into like a square or it's a circle, like Prince's guitar. I look at it and I'm like, no. I was like, that's not a guitar. It's fucking stupid. Like, yeah, get it. Just put it away.
This is so dumb. But it's the same fucking thing.
And you can pack it easier.
It just makes the ones like they fold up and it's a tiny little thing. But there's so many different ways to do it. But you're just so used to seeing it look a certain way that you see it in a different like cut or shape. And if it's too far of a deviant from what you're used to, then you're like, fuck that.
Headstocks are kind of iconic.
Yeah.
Because some like guitar designers, they make a certain, whether it's a V or a fucking BC Rich hook or just that, the point, like they're, you know, it's just, you're used to that. So
the whole, like the sweep, the body of a guitar, electric guitar, acoustic guitar, you know what it looks like. If you turn that into a fucking rhombus.
Like what if your acoustic sitting right there didn't have the headstock with tuning knobs?
Yeah. And then the body was shaped like a pyramid. But it sounded better than that guitar. I'd still be like, I'm not buying that. It's like, that's a toy. Well, it just doesn't work. I don't know. So I get it, but Velcro's so much better. It's tighter. It doesn't come undone. Everybody can use it from infant to 95 years old.
Do you realize what this all ties back into? This is all kid stuff that we just gave up on to prove that we're adults.
Yeah, but I can tie my shoes. I'm not in fucking kindergarten.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't need a bib. Yeah, you do. Your shirt's a mess. Just wear a bib. You.
Well,
I mean, you're probably right, but I don't want to look like a fucking idiot. Well, you look like an idiot with fucking
spaghetti stains on your spaghetti, wife beater.
Yeah, your spaghetti sauce that looks like Louisiana on your shirt.
Dude, that's a good shape. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, that's enough on that. Let's take a look at some dick.
Okay.
Let's grab it. Let's choke it. Let's throttle it.
Is it dumb? Is it interesting? Is it cool? Then it's
dick. When I first came across this article, it just intrigued me, but I wasn't sure if it was going to be what I was looking for. And then the more I read, I was like, this is exactly what I'm looking for. So the headline reads, "Cowboys wrangle escaped cows on the loose for 2 years."
That's a long time on the loose.
And two cows were driving ice cream trucks.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're on the run. They're trying to make it to the border.
So here we go. Two escaped cows have been causing big problems on an Oklahoma woman's property. And it's been going on for 2 years now. That's a long time for some cows to be up to no good. The cows first got loose after a trailer accident back in 2022.
Back in 2022.
They're treating it like a prison bus crashed. And these cows ran out of there with shackles on their udders. they're in a chain gang, but it's just by their udders.
It's utterly impossible to get out of these.
We got to figure out how to remove these. The two cows were finally caught after cowboys and their dogs chased them for nearly 20 miles.
Oh my God.
Oh man. After multiple attempts.
They couldn't wrangle them in 20 miles?
Not out the gate. These were different species of cow.
That's not a good cowboy.
But you'll see why. After multiple attempts by sheriff deputies to wrangle the cows in Brenda Stapleton's yard and neighborhood, authorities told her she was going to have to hire professional cowboys.
Yep. 1-800-YEEHAW!
1-800-YAH! YAH! 1-800-COW-CATCHER!
1-800...
For a professional cowboy, say... for all inquiries, stay on the phone.
Yeah. I'm a line...
So me.
I understand full sentences.
I understand full sentences.
For a professional cowboy, say...
If you can't do that, press 1.
Someone's going...
Beep. You sound like an idiot.
Yeah.
Did you say that? I didn't get that. For a professional cowboy, say, get along, little doggy. So Brenda's response to being told, motherfucker. She was told she had to hire some professional cowboys. And then her response was, who's got money for that? And it shouldn't be my responsibility to do that.
These her cows, aren't they?
No. These cows are felons.
Oh, yeah. They're on her land.
Yeah. They're encroaching. For 2 years, the cows would come into Stapleton's yard, leave a mess. This is my favorite part. Cause damage and even get right up to her window.
The slider. Look at the little screen door.
It's been She hasn't, Brenda, she thinks that things have turned around. The cows have moved on, right? And she's like, oh, 2 weeks. And she's like, I haven't seen the cows in 2 weeks. She goes out there. She makes her little fucking cup of coffee, goes to the dining room and, you know, pulls the windows up and the fucking cows are just right there.
Standing there.
God damn it! Just fucking shit on her porch. And then run away together because their udders are still fucking handcuffed.
Oh, my God. We can do this till the cows come
home. Just looking in the windows. So anyway, they showed up and caught the cows. But just what a funny... It seems like such a simple thing that should have been able to be handled in, what, a couple hours?
Yeah, you think.
Because they're fucking cows?
Yeah.
What are the smartest cows ever? Impossible cows?
Cows are herded.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what, you know.
They're looking for a leader.
Yeah. The dogs could do it.
Yeah, no, they tried. But 2 years. Brenda kind of got liked them.
How would you not?
I don't know.
How would you not like a couple of cows coming up on your... If cows wandered up to my house, mm-hmm. I would welcome them with open udders. I would snip their little udder handcuffs.
Yeah, get the little chains off there. Mm-hmm. Come here, guys. Come here, Betsy.
They'll walk in the street and just get plowed over by an ice cream truck.
Yeah. Come here. You can make ice cream with the fucking milk you got from the cows. She ruined a good opportunity.
Yeah, she did.
She had free milk.
Yep.
And she was like, I'm going to call a professional cowboy hotline. 1-800. 1-800. Come on now. Come on now, big boots. 1-800-CHAP-GUY.
1-800-CHAPS. Yeah.
These cowboys are trying to find like something that fits. I don't know, 1-800-CHEW-SPIT.
Yeah. Just sitting around trying to think of like their motto.
1-800-BUD-LIGHT. 1-800-MOUNTAIN. No, that's taken. God damn, like trying to pick a username on mm-hmm. Reddit.
Yeah.
Like, what's the most obscure thing I could think of? 1-800-UTTER-CATCHER. Utter catcher milk and fuck it.
9738.
That's already taken.
Son of a bitch.
God damn it. Just put posters up.
I know from trying to get like an Xbox handle. I know what that's all about.
That's why I'm so proud of. I'm not going to say it because I don't want to get my kids playing, but I don't want to say mine on the air, but it's super short because I've had it since the beginning of time. It doesn't have to be capital letters, backwards threes. Fucking 012 to make some word. It's just a fucking straight up one word, short word, and it's mine.
It's just Joe, isn't it?
Yeah, just Joe. Someone has that probably.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day, they didn't have any like requirements for how long something had to be. But I imagine like fielding that call when Brenda, she's what, a year and 10 months into this shit? And she goes, I've had it up to here. With these fucking cows. What happened? These cows, how long ago did this happen? Fucking 2022? They've been here the whole time?
They've been like, hey! Yeah. You hear that, Rick?
Oh, man. All right, you want to take a look at this next dick?
Yeah, sure.
Fucking take a peek. See if you can milk it.
All right. See if I can milk this story for as long as till the cows come home.
Nice.
Firefighter impersonator with garden hose arrested after refusing to leave fire scene.
You don't think I know what I'm doing?
What you think I'm doing?
Well, you know what you're doing.
A man impersonating a firefighter and trying to put out a fire with a garden hose was arrested after refusing to let firefighters do their job.
Which is also funny to think about.
Yeah.
Put it down!
We're trying to do our job! Yeah. This is what tax dollars...
Just a maniac with a garden hose slapping firefighters? No, it's too big!
He's doing the thumbs.
He's kicking them. Put your hose down! I got it!
He's trying to get it a little...
quit stepping on my garden hose! I can put this... Get on my fucking hose! His water pressure goes down a ton when they hook up the fire hoses. Your hoses are too big. Ow! Stop it!
Oh God, this picture of this guy.
Yeah, he looks like a guy that would be. He looks like the garden hose.
He looks like his eyes look like both of my left eyes right now.
Yeah, he looks like.
Wait, let's see. Can you?
No, dude.
Can you do that?
That's Colin.
Fuck, dude. I was trying to put out a fire, dude.
What happened, dude? I was fucking putting out a fire or whatever, and then all of a sudden I'm in here with a new shirt.
Standing next to a ruler.
Standing next to a ruler, and that's crazy. Is the fire out?
So did
I do it?
My fellow firefighters put it out, or?
am I hired, or am I fired?
I did fire.
You guys got any fucking Twinkies?
I don't get it.
Oh. Hi, people eat food.
Oh.
Okay.
Is there more to the story?
What the fuck? There's more to it.
Where the hell did it go? Okay.
Okay.
Morganton firefighters began to put out the fire. However, they said the neighbor refused to leave or allow fighters to begin their work.
Mm-hmm.
Did I miss?
Nope. Just keep going. You got it.
Wait, hold on. When firefighters first arrived, they said the neighbor was on the scene, mm-hmm. dressed in FDNY fire gear and trying to put out the fire with a garden hose. No, boys, I got her.
You guys want to see my badge? It's a real hat. Ding.
It's like the little plastic red one that kids get.
Junior officer?
Yeah, the little sticker badge.
Honorary junior firefighter with like that plastic super bendy hat the kids get.
It's official.
It's like the outfit he's wearing is super small. Like it's just for a kid. He's just busting out of it. Fucking dick out. Wearing rain boots.
Like red, the red rainbow boots.
Mm-hmm.
And that little, my kids have a little firefighter suit. They have the plastic hat and a cape.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm picturing. It's like a little cape with a plastic badge that's like stuck on his shirt.
I don't know why this was funny.
Hey guys, welcome.
Glad you guys can make
it. Yeah, yeah.
But you guys can rest easy. And he's putting his thumb over the end of the garden hose. He's like, watch how far I can shoot it. He pushes it. He's doing like his lip and his or he's talking his lip. He's like, watch. He's like flexing a little bit. It's like,
the harder you squeeze your thumb, the farther water goes.
Look, I can make two streams. Like, sir, please get out of the fucking way.
The house is just fully engulfed.
It's just like, it's a fucking three-story mansion. And he's out there, look how far I can shoot it. It's going 15 feet. No, but I was saying, for whatever reason, he has one of those like puffy bags that you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He has that like on a holster. Like, what the fuck are you doing out here? And one of those little log pokers.
Uh-huh.
I'll take it from here, guys. Stoker. I'll take it from here.
I got it.
He's like, what are you going to do? I'm going to take your ass to fucking jail. But look what he got charged with. Seems a little harsh.
Okay. After multiple commands, law units responded and took Christopher Morgan, whatever, into custody.
Miglino
was charged with the following. Resist, delay, obstruct public officer. That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Sentence. Impersonating a firefighter / medical personnel. City ordinance violation. Obedience to fire personnel. Miglino did not receive a bond since he was currently on on a pre-trial release.
I know how to win the jury over.
Did it say what he was on the trial before?
He was impersonating being
police
a carpenter.
Officer?
Being a carpenter that built the he was being a fire inspector.
He's just got all these kids costumes in his closet.
Impersonating a Harry Potter. You're like, No, but this had to have been a wild scene to get these charges.
Yeah.
Because normally, I mean, it just feels like the firefighters be like, get the fuck out. Just
knock him over.
shoot him with the hose. I'll take it from here. You fucking take nothing and just.
Yeah, what did this guy do?
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like this, it's like, I wish there was a body cam or I wish there was something.
Something's being omitted.
I want to see exactly what happened.
Reminds me of the it was a while ago now that I remember when I saw that fight downtown and then the officer was like, I need to get all angles.
Mm-hmm. Except yours.
He's like, I got to make all, I just want to do my due diligence. And he gets his notepad out and I start telling him my story. And then as soon as I started talking about, I was like, I don't think you guys had to push him over when he was handcuffed. He flipped his notebook closed.
I just love that visual. He's like, all right, tell me everything you can. You shouldn't have done that. Flip. I think we're done here.
He's got to want to leave anything out. Every detail matters in these situations. And I was like, well, I don't think you should have done that. He's like, all right, you have a good day.
Yeah.
And clicks his pen and puts it away.
Cool. Just fucking fuck me, right?
Puts his pin back in his pocket.
Gives me a junior badge.
So I guess
sticker.
We're done here. Yeah. Yeah. Deputy.
Puts a fake firefighter hat on me. Good luck. All right. Thanks for all your help. But something must have happened. We're not getting the full story.
Well, it says resist and delay. So I'm wondering if like...
He's spraying him with water?
Yeah. Like he's... The firefighters are trying to do their job. They're...
What a scene. I don't know. There's probably 10 people that know exactly how this went down.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's head off to petty beef this week.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Zach!
Silence in the court!
You are now entering the petty beef courtroom, where all sides of some bullshit will be heard and evaluated. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final-ish. This is petty beef.
I've never really watched the video before since we made that.
Yeah.
But the handshaking in that video,
it's so just good.
It was like, who shakes hands like that?
Couple
rubber arm McGillicuddy.
Couple Stretch Armstrongs making a business move. We have fun every week.
Yeah.
Today's episode feels extra fun.
It does feel extra.
So our petty beef for this week was bravely sent in by our son Bart, who writes, I'm not going to call you daddy or anything like that, because I'm older than you. I don't think my mom would fuck any of you. Challenge accepted.
Yeah.
But I've been thinking about how women say that they have a higher tolerance of pain just because they give birth. In my experience, that is a lie! Just for some context, my wife had a sliver in her finger, and he thought that it was the end of the world. She was whining and crying about the pain, about having to dig it out. If I had a sliver, I would dig it out with a dirty-ass pocket knife, wrap some duct tape around it or whatever I had on hand, and get back to work. Another example is if we're working on the house or anything and both hit our thumbs with a hammer while setting a nail, a woman would most likely give up and quit working right away. While being me, I would keep hammering away, probably hitting my thumb 20 or more less times, say fuck every time and finish the project. Mm-hmm. Fucking nail, god damn it. Oh, it's a classic story.
Mm-hmm.
Classic story of my dad. When just standing outside the garage and you'd hear him scream something. And then the next noise was that thing hitting the wall. And it was so fun. He said, fucking hammer! And then, bang!
Ling, 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 ling!
Oh, fucking stool!
Guys get so fucking pissed when you're working on something. You can't, you're trying to unscrew something and it won't move.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck! Oh! Just sweaty. And most of the sweat's from screaming and yelling.
Mm-hmm. Fuck!
fucking super fancy vacuum system that's installed in the garage to make it easy to clean up side off. And then. Oh, fucking throat. And then. Dad, quit choking yourself.
Fucking throat.
Okay, anyway. So I'm sure there are many more examples that could be discussed. If we were the ones that had to give birth, I think we would do it right there on the job. Tape that shit up and get back to work because, as men, that's what we do.
Oh, God.
Bart! We're just picturing going to the doctor to give birth. And then he just goes, rips off some duct tape.
Sir, you're still bleeding. I got to get back to work.
He just duct tapes a pussy shut. All right, you're done.
Next.
Slap on the butt. If that thing gets, you guys need a little duct tape for the road? Yeah. In case that thing comes unglued? Oh, jeez. Okay. I don't want to piss off any women or anything.
Yeah.
Too late.
Should have led with that. As I love them very much, but I wanted to give you guys some food for thought. If this email is too long, I don't really give a fuck. It was on my mind and wanted to share.
It's like, if you didn't have an orgasm, I don't give a fuck.
That's your problem.
That's your problem for not an orgasm. I have an orgasm 100% of the time.
Guess you came. I did.
Who do you think you are? I am fucking coming all over your case.
Oh. Love the show. Keep up the good work.
Here's a towel. Clean yourself up.
3 out of 5 stars. You know the rest. P.S. I just started listening to Scatcast and enjoying the shit out of it. Tell Zach that an Angus is my spirit animal. Bart.
Mm. An Angus approves.
Yeah. That's funny. There's a little, those big landslide things, there's examples everywhere. It goes back and forth, but sometimes, they get ingrained in society, right? Whether it's prejudices, stereotypes, whatever it is, they find a way of getting ingrained into our day-to-day lives, right? Mm-hmm. Like the one for men is you get sick and then you're useless,
yeah,
right? And I try not to be that, but there's been times where I'm like, I'm fucking sick, and you almost sense it, you know? Where they're like, okay.
Yeah, you're not really sick.
And you're like, no, I'm really sick. Like, okay, here's some fucking chicken noodle soup. Let me know when you're better. And they fucking tap your head. Did you need it? You want a little fucking blankie? Yes, please.
Yeah, I would love a blankie.
I would love a blankie. Okay, Brian.
Oh my God, thank you for my blankie.
You'll be upright and be a big boy again soon.
Can I have them 7-Up in the blankie and the doopy?
Can you put on Mickey Mouse Funhouse for me, please?
Can I watch Chips?
But there's times where I've been sick and I've felt that, and then they get sick and it fucking destroys them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, fucking told you.
Yeah, see?
It sucked. Right?
Yeah.
And there's been other times where, like, someone gets your partner, your girlfriend, wife, whatever it is, they get sick. And you kind of do the same thing back. It's you like, God damn it. Like, I know you're sick, but now I have the fucking kids all day by myself. And I don't know what we're going to do. I'm going to do anything because you've opted out of today. You knew it was a big day, and now you're fucking sick.
You're opted out of
today. You've opted out. I didn't know you could do that. I'll do it next time. All right, but there's been, like, those situations. But there's a lot of truth in that. Like, women, I feel like, really do have a better ability to suck it the fuck up.
Yeah.
Am I alone on that, Zach?
No.
That sounds fair.
Does that sound fair?
Yeah, my wife certainly does.
Yeah, like really suck it up. And I think some of that comes from, this is gonna sound bad, maybe I shouldn't say it. I think that men have a hard time doing something if they can't do it to their best ability. I'm not saying that women have a really easy time fucking being half-assed fucking humans. Mm-hmm. It's not what I'm implying. Because they're super women. All of them. Like, they're just, they have fucking magical powers. But men have a really hard time if they... We're already just disabled. Mm-hmm. Like, we have, our memory sucks, and we're trying our best. All we got is muscles, and we can fucking hit it. I'm going to put it in it, and I'm going to fucking fix it. And that's all we have. That's our drive. I'm going to fuck that, and I'm going to fucking fix it. And that's what we're here for.
I'm going to kill it.
I'm going to kill it. I'm going to fix it. I'm going to fuck it. Maybe not in that order, but I'm going to do it. I got to get a gold star. So I think we have a hard time, like, if we're not feeling somewhere near 100%, unless, like, it's hard to put your effort in. And maybe you're just wore down. Maybe there's a lot of shit that you have going on that you're trying to do. I don't fucking know. But I know that it goes both ways. As far as childbirth goes, thoughts, Brian?
Yeah.
Would you like to push a baby out your taint?
No. And whatever? I've said this before. Oh, if men had babies, I probably wouldn't have kids.
Nice.
Because I just don't see myself like going through all that. I do get going to his email. I do think guys are better at certain things. Like we've been in situations where, like, a lot of times, let's say it's like a crisis situation. I think a guy can do really well in a crisis. Like, okay, we don't have time to cry, because we did this with my wife years ago. We were in the middle of a fucking huge river, almost getting capsized, and she was gonna start crying. I'm like, nope. Just wave that towel.
Do you know what that does?
Don't fucking cry. It doesn't help to scream. Doesn't help to cry. let's just get out of this. Then you can cry now that we're safe. Like, you can let it all out. But right now is not a good time.
Can I say something real quick?
Yeah.
Just picturing you, like, you guys are paddling in your stupid raft. And she starts crying. You're like, oh, I didn't know this boat ran on tears. Should I start crying? Does that make the boat go faster? Maybe if we both cry, you know, the water will get higher and we'll float faster. Pick up your paddle. You fucking baby. You fucking baby. Oh, is this boat powered by tears?
I think women.
Let me read the tag. You go over to the little tag on the raft. You're like, always wear life preserver. That's not crying.
Didn't say anything about fucking tears.
Make sure you fill it up to 45 PSI. And you, like, you push on it a little bit. You're like, looks like it's full. Does it seem like crying's gonna make it fill up?
No room for tears.
No room for tears in this boat. Seems like water in the boat's bad, huh? Keep them in your head. Put your head on the boat if you want to fucking cry.
I think women are just better. They have they're more maternal or whatever. Like, so guys, if it happens, so if I'm building something and I smash my thumb, yeah, it's gonna fucking hurt, but I probably would continue on. Whereas my wife, if she did that, I don't know what she would do. She's pretty fucking tough.
Yeah.
But I think, so when it's like a family thing, I think women, they're just better caretakers, and they I think guys are, I don't know how I'm trying to say
it's
this,
really
but
hard.
Like,
it varies so hard from person to person too. I mean, the other best example I can give, and I mean, to Bart's, I guess, side here, Pierce Point, you look at, like, sports, and I've played sports around a lot of women, like, the things that are, like, skateboarding and shit like that, the crashes I have taken, and then crashes I've seen, like, girl skateboarders take, and then they're done, and it's like, that happens every time I'm learning a new trick, probably 400 times. And you just get the fuck up, because there's some anger, some testosterone. And you're like, you fight through the pain. But there's also women that are way stronger than I am when it comes to pain too.
Yeah.
Like, and that's, they break their fucking leg and keep playing soccer. I don't know if I'd fucking do that. Probably because I hate soccer.
I've been in the room. I held my wife's leg twice during childbirth, and just seeing how strong she was during that.
Yeah.
That's like the way she did it. I was like, I know I wouldn't have been that smooth. So it's different. If you want to say, yeah, you smash your finger and you go back to work, if that makes you tougher, if that's the way you see it, but I see it differently. Like, I don't think, like I said, I don't think I would, we wouldn't have kids if I had to have kids. Just because I don't know. That's terrifying to me, to have a fucking something rip out of my body, and and one time she after being pregnant, she had hemorrhoids, but they were so bad they had to use a like X-Acto knife and go in there and slice them open and all that shit, and I was in the room with her. She was way tougher than I would have been during that too. Like, she went in there, it fucking hurt, but she did it. Whereas, like, when I had my surgery done, I had to have them, they had to give me a shot, so I fucking passed out so they could give me another shot, because I didn't want to have to deal with it. So I was like, just put me under when you do it, because I don't want to have to deal with it.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time finding out where that line is, but we're saying the same things. Like, there's self-inflicted pain. and it's not for everybody, but like if I am doing something that hurts myself, right? Mm-hmm. Like not having a baby, there's a weird, it feels like more male reaction where you get so mad the pain goes away, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like you fall off a fucking ladder, you drop something on your head, you smash your leg with the fucking beam of metal. And because you did it, you fucking pop right up and you're so fucking mad that you're dumb.
Yeah, I think it's a pride thing.
Yeah, and you're just like, God damn it. And he's fucking, yeah.
So I don't know.
There's less women that have that. But I don't. Science says. Science says that women have higher pain tolerance. I don't fucking know.
I think it's a weird male pride thing too, where I think when it comes down to it, women, they just do stuff because it needs to be done. Whereas, like, going back to you
guys
said,
guys will find a way to not have to.
Well, no, like what you said about you want it to be perfect, or if it's not good enough, I think guys have this weird thing like it's got to be. I have to be able to stare back and look at it and be like, I did that, and like this pride thing where women are like, fuck that, just get it. Like, I just want it done. Mm-hmm. I don't need the pride thing. Just fucking get it done. So I think childbirth, like, what would guys do? Like, I didn't rip my asshole big enough. You know, like, I'm not satisfied. You know, like some
you're
weird,
a half-assed baby.
And if you had the baby and it turned out to be not bright, I think you'd be like, fucking kid came from me and it's not bright. Fucking stupid ass kid.
Don't guys do that? A bunch of terrible dads already do that.
They do. But like, imagine if they themselves had the baby, I think it'd be even worse. It'd be like, I'm responsible for that. God damn it.
Like,
then you would strangle it.
It's fucking tough. I don't know. Zach, do you have any thoughts? I'm thinking about like, this is so dumb, but thinking about having like, let's say you had a knife right now and you had to, if you were like, cut yourself, like, I bet you like, all three of us could do it. Some weird thing. I don't know how many girls would be like, I can do it.
If I was in a group of people where it was like a thing,
I don't fucking know. But
I think I could
do it. There's plenty that would do it. It's just person to person. It's tough. It's tough. Zach, do you have any thoughts?
That's basically it.
I don't think women need the credit that guys need. I think what it comes down to. Like, I'm trying to say, like, I think women will just do something because it needs to be done, where guys will do something because there needs to be some sort of recognition about it. And I think women do a better job of just being behind the scenes and getting shit done. I know that like in family situations where you have kids and stuff, moms just like they're in there fucking doing all the laundry. They're cooking they're doing all this shit. And then a guy's like, you see, I mopped the floor.
Yeah,
well, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Wives aren't looking for recognition. They're just getting it done.
That's true. My wife does things that I have no idea
she's doing. No idea she's doing. And then if she wasn't there, you'd be like, oh, wow, why didn't that get done? Oh, shit.
Yeah. Oh, shit, the magician leave?
Exactly. Yeah. Whoa, and I think that has a lot to do with it. Like, it's just...
I thought the trash can people came inside the house and got the trash.
So maybe when we're doing something and they get hurt, maybe it's like now it's their chance to fucking just have some pain and like and deal with it. Maybe we should be consoling him because they fucking hurt themselves because they do shit behind the scenes all the time. I don't know.
Rub some dirt on it. That's a good one, Bart. I'd like to hear everyone's thoughts. If you have them, send them in to heyguys@candydontpodcast.com.
And I guess last thing, it's not fair. I don't think it's a fair comparison because I've heard this a lot. And I think if you just look at it from straight reading that, there's so much more to it than women being tough versus men. This type of guy is like construction guy. Like, he's fucking working every day, smashing his fingers and mm-hmm. just getting shit done.
Yeah.
But if you had to fucking push a baby out of your fucking asshole.
Nice.
Could you?
How else is it going to get out of there?
Could you do it?
If I had to get it out of there. I don't have a choice. It's coming out.
No, I mean, would you get pregnant? Like, I don't even think
That would be the way things were. So I guess so. Yeah, because that's the way.
No, like if it let's say things tomorrow it switched. Like biology,
you have a baby.
Biologically, a switch flipped, and it's like, all right, now men have the babies. Would you do it? Mm. I don't think I would.
Oh man, you know when a python like eats an alligator, and what that looks like inside its belly.
Mm.
Now I'm picturing that, but it's a baby coming out of your wiener.
Mm, yeah.
Like, if, the face is like stretching through, and you're just trying to squeeze a baby through your penis.
I just really, really quick question.
Yeah.
If, like I said, if a switch flipped tomorrow and roles reversed, you're still the same guy. Your wife, girlfriend is still the same person, but your roles flipped. Do you think you could do it?
Yeah, I could do it.
You think you would you want to do it?
It would be a big old learning curve.
Because
I could do it.
I wouldn't want to do all the things that my wife does without.
And your wife wouldn't want to do all the things that you do.
I think she would have it tougher. I mean, I think she has it tougher than I do.
Mm, yeah. Nice.
I might have her listen to this section just so she could appreciate what I'm saying about her.
maybe get a hand job or whatever.
Can't say it to her face, so say it to a microphone.
Oh, man. Just picturing you having sex with that eyeball right now. Oh, does that feel good?
It looks like something had sex with it.
Yeah, bumblebee. All right. Okay, let's move off to some good news. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Telling me there's a chance.
Hooray, we aren't doomed.
Yeah! Amazing story coming in. These are me type of people. I'm just going to read the article, so I'll give you a little paraphrase here, because it is a good piece, though. So if you're interested in learning more and all the details about the story, you can definitely go find it. But some BYU students threw an annual party for a man they didn't know. They never imagined what it would become. So these group of high school friends went to college together, and the walls were bare, right? So they went to a thrift store and started buying things to decorate the apartment.
I was going
to
say, they're BYU, so there's no fucking vodka bottles and
no
shit littering the...
There's something. And one of the things they bought was this birthday announcement. And it's just like a handmade sewed thing that says, Ty Christopher, 6 pounds, 10 ounces, March 1st, 1991. So on March 1st, every year, they would throw a party for Ty Christopher. And it showed up. It was like, you know, it was a party. And then it just got bigger and bigger and bigger. And it was so much fun that this tradition got carried on once they even left the apartment.
Oh, that's cool.
So it just kept on going, and people would show up and have fun. So the cross stitch featuring the name Ty Christopher, March 1st, 1996, hung on the student's wall throughout the school year and quickly became an inside joke. It was our Wi-Fi password for a while, just Ty Christopher, all lowercase. As March 1st approached, the students had another idea involving the now beloved cross stitch. So they threw a party, and there's like 30, 35 people that showed up. The students had no idea what they had started, and the whole tradition was born. The roommates got older, moved out. More people moved in. They kept the Ty Christopher party rolling. In more recent years, we've done like a white elephant gift exchange around Christmas, and whoever ends up with the cross-stitch frame is responsible for hosting the next birthday party. At 1 year's party, they even did a Kahoot or survey where attendants answered made-up trivia questions about Ty Christopher's life. Some of them were just like general things, and then some of them were super crazy jokes and stuff like that. But anyway, it goes on, and it kept growing, and it got so big, they decided that they wanted to try and find Ty Christopher.
The real Ty Christopher.
Find this fella. They looked on social media. They could not find a Ty Christopher. They looked on the back of the cross stitch, and it had like Jill's name or whoever made the cross stitch, right? Mm-hmm. But they couldn't find her either. And then things got crazier and crazier. My brother-in-law, Jackson, he got really into this idea. He's like, I'm going to be the guy that finds Ty Christopher. Tingy sent him Jill's Facebook profile to see if his brother-in-law could do anything about it. Then fortune struck. Lo and behold, as he looks on the page, he has a mutual friend with a lady, and that was so suddenly the case that cracked this back open. The mutual friend was able to get in contact with Jill and connect Tingy and his friends with the woman. I think she was a little bit caught off guard at first. Mm-hmm. And then after kind of sharing the story, she was laughing on the phone. She's like, this is awesome. I'd love to help you guys get connected. Jill told them the real last name they were looking for was Nelson, but that the family had moved and she hadn't spoken to them since approximately 1991. She made that cross stitch, and then they kicked her out of the family.
Hey, yeah.
They're like, this is shit. Never even made it in the house. They went straight to the thrift store with it. No one bought it. It's been sitting in there since 1991. They hadn't been in contact for at least 30 years. But then a day or two later, Jill calls me back and is like, hey, I found Cheryl. We had a great conversation. We were able to kind of reconnect. Here's her phone number. She's eager to hear from you. Tingy was able to connect with Ty, Christopher's mother, Cheryl, and then the birthday boy himself. So it goes on and on. And at that next year's birthday party, everyone got rolling. And then fucking Ty Christopher walked in.
That's awesome.
And they didn't announce it. He just walked in. And everyone just slowly figured out who the fuck this guy was.
So that start that
God, that's so
was
fun.
Originally made in 1991.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
that's crazy.
Yeah, and they just went and bought it at a thrift store, and they couldn't find this dude, and just party just kept going for that's years wild. And years and years, and then they found him, and then he just walks in one day, and fucking Ty birthday boy shows up
30 years. So yeah, 30 days later. So he was what, in his 50s.
Yeah, no, 91.
You mean 33, I think.
Yeah, you 33.
Oh, no, sorry. I thought this happened in 91.
That's why Jill got kicked the fuck out of the family, because she showed up with a cross stitch fucking 30 years late.
Yeah. I was confused. I was thinking this happened in 91, so it was 30 years ago that it happened.
Ty graduates from high school, and Jill hands him a cross stitch from when she was going to hand it to him when he was born. He's like, thanks, I'll be sure to take this right to Goodwill. Have you heard my friend Will? He's a good guy. I'm gonna bring this right down there. He knows exactly what to do with it. Just fucking toss it in a bin.
Here,
fucking Jill.
My friend Will, you throw this away?
But everyone was taking pictures of him, celebrity stuff. But goddamn,
that's pretty cool.
Woo, woo!
You gotta love that.
That's
people,
good stuff.
When people just keep stuff going,
keep it going,
and you don't even know the original thing of it. It's like, well, fuck it, let's just keep it going.
Funny traditions. We talked about the baby jumping not too long ago, but just. That is so funny. Yeah. So funny. There's so many around the world. And little things like this, I love hearing those stories. I got something that feels a little bit kind of like a lap time, but not nearly as,
ooh,
as in depth.
Zach!
The internet is pretty wild. Depending on your browsing habits, you can either experience something super cool or go to prison. Crazy, right? Let's check it out together as a couple. Hey, look what I found.
Yes! That's awesome. Hi, everybody. Probabilities, right?
Mm-hmm.
Flip it a coin. 50-50 chance, yep. Right? And that's what I always thought. Obviously, if you flip a coin 5 times, 10 times, 50 times, that probability could be super skewed. But if you just keep on flipping that motherfucker, like eventually it'll be exactly 50-50, right?
Well, some
scientists decided to put this to the test, and they actually found a little bit of an advantage one way or the other.
Mm.
I thought this would be a neat thing to share. But scientists toss 350,757 coins to prove theory that coin tosses are not 50-50. Do you believe it? Don't worry. It's not like it. Well, what if it came out and it was like fucking 90-10?
Yeah.
You're like, what? The NFL, they're like, oh, shit. We got to change everything.
Yeah, it would. Yeah.
Back to rock, paper, scissors.
Right.
But
could you imagine that in a game?
That would be awesome.
The captain's out there doing paper, rock, scissors.
On shoot.
The crowd cheers when it's like, go, go.
Paper beats scissors! Pussies! Fuck you, Philly!
Tails never fails. Tails never fails.
So I'm not much of a gambler. This is written from the perspective of the guy who wrote it, the writer. I'm not much of a gambler, but I think it's safe to say that 50-50 odds are pretty good. With just as much a chance of winning as there is of you losing, people often rely on 50-50 odds to help make decisions, like deciding whose turn it is to take out the trash or whose turn it is to get anal. He didn't write that. This is why I don't work for newspapers. A coin is, or who has to take it tonight? That's all it says.
Mm-hmm.
No lube.
Just
crying.
Just raw dog.
Who has to get raw dogged in the ass tonight? And just continue on with the article like I didn't just type that. A coin is often used in these kinds of situations, with the theory being that it's an equal chance it'll land on heads as there is that it'll land on tails. As it turns out, however, that's not actually true, and it's not due to the case of heads I win, tails you lose. Classic dad joke. So the revelation comes from a pre-registered study which recorded the results of 350,357
toinkosses.
Toin mop it. And suggested that there is, in fact, a tiny bias involved in flipping of any coin. The study involved with 48 people who flipped the coin that many times in 46 different currencies or currencies. After all the flipping, the researchers found that the coins had a 50.8% chance of landing on the side that it started
Whoa.
On.
Whoa.
Okay. Now, again, some mathematicians out there, and I'm with you, because what if we just double this amount? What if we flip this coin a million times? And we have computers that can do this.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a whole theory that has to do with, like, the how hard you flick it and the, like, which part is facing up and whatever. I'll read a little bit of
Maybe
it here.
Maybe you should start with it on side.
Right. You flick it this way.
Mm-hmm.
So it's down to a theory called the Diaconis model. That's what I'm going with. Where the researchers used to claim that coins are more likely to land facing the same way that they were when the coin toss began. The paper explains, according to the Diaconis model, precession causes the coin to spend more time in the air with the initial side facing up. I'm guessing there must have been some slow-mo footage taken mm-hmm. where it spent a little more time that way. But I just thought this would be a neat thing to share. So the next time you're involved in a goddamn coin flip, if you... As long as you guys aren't flipping this thing more than 350,757 times, if you want a slight advantage on what is believed to be 50-50 odds, look at the coin and then say the side that's facing up, whether it's heads or tails.
Well, so maybe it doesn't start with the coin. Maybe you need to do paper, rock, scissors to see which way you get to pick which
paper,
way.
Paper, rock, scissors?
Huh?
What the fuck did you just say?
Yeah, I don't say rock, paper, scissors.
Oh my God. I think that eye is infections getting into your brain.
I've always said paper, rock, scissors.
Paper, rock. Zach?
It sounds better.
No, it doesn't sound better. No, it's rock, paper, scissors. How dare you?
Rock, paper, scissors.
How dare you?
Paper, rock, scissors?
Yeah.
Must be that water.
That sounds like something you could buy at fucking Dollar Tree. Get a fucking paper, rock, scissor.
It is the cheap version, yeah.
It's the same fucking words, just in a different order.
I don't like it. Why don't you put scissors first? Scissors, paper, rock.
Nobody puts scissors first.
Scissors, paper, rock. Scissors, no. Rock, paper.
Paper, rock, scissors rolls off the tongue. Rock, paper, scissors. There's a breakup in the flow. Rock, paper, scissors. Paper, rock, scissors. Paper, rock, scissors. Rock,
scissor?
Paper.
Are you not
scissors.
Okay.
Paper, rock, scissors.
Oh, I hate
but with
that.
Rock, it's like there's a k. Anytime you put a k in the beginning, it breaks it at rock, paper, scissors.
What about fuck you? For saying fuck, it that way.
Fuck you.
Does the K in fuck interrupt the U no, for the, saying it that way?
Well, because the Q sounds like Q. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
So it molds
what about
the
fuck
word.
Fuck off.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
What about fuck the way you say that?
Fuck. Fuck off.
I wonder if you're how many people fucking say
rock
paper, rock, scissors.
Right in.
Oh my God.
Which way is it? Is it? Rock, paper.
I was excited to hit episode 100. I'm not sure if we're going to do this. I don't know if we can get over this.
I only hear people say rock, paper, scissors, but when I was a kid, it was, you want to play paper, rock, scissors? Oh. So that's how I've always said it.
Jeez Louise. Fucking Moses.
Just let
Lake.
Me say it how I want to say it, you fucking asshole.
It's just my opinion, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, sometimes your opinion's wrong. What's going
I didn't
on in
say
Moses
you're
Lake?
Wrong.
I know, but I'm just trying to make it way bigger of a deal than
you're
it actually
a
is.
Piece of shit.
No, I'm a shit piece.
I'm disabled right now. Look at my eye. I'm making fun of a disabled person.
Piece of shit. Shit of peace. That's how I say it. You're a shit of peace.
You're a shit piece.
You're a shit piece of.
That means the same
You're
thing.
You're of shit piece. Does it? I've never heard
Paper
anyone say that, dude. God, that's upsetting. I'm going to lose sleep over it. All right, let's hear from a kid.
Wait.
Shut it.
Wait. What were we originally talking about? I was making a point.
Oh,
and
flipping,
then you,
flipping a coin.
Oh, yeah. So maybe you need, so if you can't trust the coin to be right, you have to, it feels like you have to do a game to see who gets to choose which way the coin faces now.
Shootout.
You know what I mean? Like you have to, there has to be an unbiased way to get to decide who gets to say it because it's biased.
What's it called when you stand with your backs to each other, then walk and turn and shoot?
Yeah, like a duel.
A duel. That's how we should start football games.
Yeah.
That'd be sick.
Fuck yeah.
Fucking Ray Lewis versus...
I'd watch a rock, paper, scissors tournament at this point.
Rock, paper, scissors sounds so linked. Paper, rock, scissors.
Oh, man.
Wow.
I don't give a fuck. I know there's some people out there that have to say it like that, and we're
about to find out.
Yeah,
come on. I'll do a little tally. Okay, just for you. And if you're wrong,
I'm not changing the way I say it.
Oh, I was gonna say if you're wrong, you die.
No, because every time I do it, I'm gonna be like, oh yeah, I gotta say rock paper scissors. Just let me say how I want to say it.
It's like pronouncing a word wrong. You're like, I don't care.
No.
I'm trying to think of a word on the spot. It's hard. Restaurant.
Restaurant.
Restaurant. You want to head down to the restaurant? God, I can't even not say it right.
Yeah, let's head to the restaurant.
Okay, that's enough. Zach, play it! Hey, you
guys! All right, let's hear what you guys think.
Really? You want to talk to me? Wow, that's cool.
Will you email read the?
All right. I'm going to strangle you. No, you know what?
You strangle?
When I'll get my gratification when everyone writes in and says that the way I say it is right.
I'm going to get my gratification when everyone writes in about canceling their Patreon memberships.
Our first email is coming from our recently liberated daughter, Mindy, who writes, my son has played baseball for 6 years now. I'm not a typical baseball mom, but I wanted to fit in with the other moms so bad. I faked it for years.
Yeah.
For a few years, kind of like with your husband, bro. Mm-hmm. But I gave up last year, thanks to y'all. During the game last year, I overheard a mom say, I'd say about a football field anyway. I immediately thought of my daddy's. I got so excited. Is she a kid? I looked at her and said, can you don't? She looked at me perplexed and said, excuse me? And I realized that she was in fact not a kid. And now she thinks I'm rude and don't know proper English, kind of like Joe. Mm-hmm. I've officially given up trying to fit in, and now I just go watch my boy play. It's actually kind of freeing. Thanks, guys. Good. Much love. Keep doing what you're doing. Please, your bipolar daughter, Mindy. That's right. You do you.
You Mindy. Do you.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. And because that whole mom thing, it's like, should I make mom friends? And mm-hmm. then the whole thing, like, I'm not one of those.
I'll give it one more shot.
There are moms at our kids' school right now. When we first got to that school, I remember thinking, like, where's the cool mom club? Is there a cool mom club? And then there was kind of one. And then I was like, I don't want to be part of that group. Like, they're fucking lame. The parents that I've befriended, like, they like to joke and talk. And the ones that were, like, the group that you thought you wanted to be part of, they're so fucking lame.
Just so fake.
Yeah, and just lame.
Care about education.
And they can't talk. Like, you can't even have a conversation because they don't have their own thoughts on anything.
So, no jokes.
No jokes.
Just strictly no.
Talk about the weather all the time.
No, they won't even play fucking.
You get there and like, oh, I thought it was going to snow today. Oh, really?
How do I get out of this conversation?
Who cares?
Play fucking scissor paper rock? Nerd.
Don't talk to me about the weather.
Sign up for Patreon. Patreon.com/CanYouDon'tPodcast. You'll find a link in the episode description. What? Uncle Zach.
Why?
Thanks.
My pleasure.
I love you.
Love you too.
And I love Scatcast.
Scat cards. I've got some CYD cards coming soon.
Yeah.
Cards.
We got to get you some pictures.
Okay. I already made them. You just got to send me better pictures.
Okay. That sounds good.
Should I send you one with my eye like this?
Yes.
It'd be like it'd be a special edition.
Yeah. What would it do?
I don't know.
I'll make it a gold foil card.
Gold foil. Yeah.
Or red foil, baby.
Or just it has a picture of your face normal, but it's a hologram. So as you turn it, one eye swells and shuts.
Done. Fuck yeah.
Scatcast.com. That's scat with a K. Got all of our socials, YouTube. Check it out. Thanks to the babysitters that moderate the Can You Don't Playground on Facebook. Love that page. So much fun. Entertains me every time I pop in there. All right, let's get out of episode 95, and then we'll get into the bonus shit. You ready?
Okay.
Okay.
Good God. Wrap it up already, huh?
What do you got, Joe?
I have a joke for you.
Okay.
Well, and Zach.
he has headphones.
And for the kids.
Big headphone sale. Sale.
Driving to Coeur d'Alene, there's a...
Beautiful.
Jesus.
And he died.
Oh, fuck. Driving to Coeur d'Alene the other day, And there's a billboard up for a fucking RV super sale.
Yeah. R&R RV, your RV superstore.
Taking place at the Spokane County Fairgrounds. 1 weekend only.
Until 3 weeks from now when we do it again.
We'll do it again. We will extend this sale for 1 week only. Grand opening.
We're giving them away.
We're having our grand opening sale for 6 years.
You don't even need money.
We have to liquidate everything.
Burr, 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 burr.
Going out of business sale. Extended 2 years.
You guys saved us. We're not going out of business.
So to celebrate, we're having a grand opening sale.
Saturday's going out of business sale will lead into grand opening Sunday.
And on Monday,
back to regular prices
because we're losing money. What kind of bear is the most condescending?
A panda.
Yeah.
Duh.
Oh, yeah. A panda. Went to a zoo in Seattle, saw a panda.
There's got to be a, like which piece of in your fucking kitchen.
This is great.
What? Like a pan, but in your kitchen, what do you call that? Like
scissors, rock, paper?
No. What do you call like
a pot?
Yeah, like pots and pans. What do you call that though? In
cookware?
Yeah. What sort of cookware does a
bear use?
Yeah.
A pan pot. I like it. Okay, bonus shit.
Okay.
All right, you want to say bye?
Bye. Okay.